Այս հայ բանաստեղծության համացանցն է This is the Armenian Poetry Project. August Diary. From here, groomed fields and clumps of trees, a silo of corrugated tin and a white barn blur. Unseasonable cool days, high, blue, a few clouds like ripped pillows, as if this were a lip of the North Sea. And I could look out and imagine Denmark, but I'm in my office, three floors up. In Armenian, there's a word, garod, rhymes with maud. The beautiful ones are not faithful, and the faithful ones are not beautiful. A student said that about some Pavese translations here in my office. Should I tell you what garod means? What's happening in Spidag and Sarajevo and the West Bank is splayed like the cortex of a silicon chip in the fuzzy air. Maria, the physician from Armenia, was 25 and had one plastic arm and one real arm. I met her in East Hampton, on the deck of a house on the dunes. After the earthquake, she had no husband, no parents, and only one child. I'm in a good mood today, she said. Let's talk about something else. I poured her an Amstel Light. The coolness intrudes. Month of wind sprints and retching for the coach. It comes back like nerve ends after surgery. Along a country road, cicadas rattling, chicory and sweet pea intruding on the ripe barley. I picked up some seed packs from a junk shop on Route 20, a tomato blazed in red ink, 1926, Fredonia, New York. What's between us? The red ink of the tomato? How does an image stay, or is it always aftermath? The way deep black reflected the most light on Tabet's first calotypes. But garod, tongue of a snake, meaning exile, longing for home. Thomas Wedgwood got images by getting sunlight to pass through things onto paper brushed with silver nitrate. Wings of a dragonfly, the spine of an oak leaf, fugitive photograms. But he couldn't stop the sun until it turned the paper black. Stop the light before it goes too far? Or is desire what garod means, longing, for a native place. Maria said she was learning how to connect nerve endings in the hand so hands and arms would work again. There were so many in Armenia without working hands and arms. At the end of each dendrite is a blurred line like the horizon I'm squinting. Image of the other, light arrested. Not the image of ourselves. After digging scallions one day, Dickinson defined freedom. Captivity's consciousness sows liberty. Maybe garod is about the longing for the native place between two selves. I love the brute force of silence in Roger Fenton's Sebastopol, from Cathcart's Hill, 1855, the Crimean Inner War. The artlessness of silver is like my tongue in your wet space, or like the news photos that bring us the pressure of disaster. Beloved topography, garod then must mean yearning. Is it how we loved under the rattling Nippon porcelain in the light calotyped by the fire escape? Garod. The grain chute that spills into a dark barn which is endless like the self when it's out of reach. Are we so lonely that a constellation could blacken and fill up that same barn? And that be me or you? But still, we're piss and oats and stalk in there. We're like civet who wouldn't love it. The new glass plate pictures, transparent as air, Jaworski wrote, like windows. The fragmentary, scruffy particularity of real living behind them. Thank you for listening to the Armenian Poetry Project, curated and produced by Lola Kundakchan in New York. Send us your thoughts via email, armenianpoetryproject@gmail.com.